but I'm sure he come out here on a train. And how he managed to stop here, I guess, was because mining was busy in Butte and smelting here. Now, I don't know how come he stopped here. I'm glad he did.
Mm.
But he worked up at the smelter in the converters where the copper was hot. He got burnt a few times, splashing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he never complained. And when he worked day shift, I met him every day on the corner of 3rd and Ash and to see if he had left anything in the pail, in the lunch pail, you know. Yeah, we only had to walk a half a block to catch the streetcar. It was easy. Tickets were 5 cents apiece at that time to ride to the smelter and back, one up and one back. And, you know, in the bootleg days, a block from my house, as a matter of fact, only one block up the alley, a lady had a outlet there for moonshine. And a lot of the guys didn't have the money. They'd trade streetcar tickets for the booze. So that's where my dad bought the streetcar tickets, because she always gave him a few extras.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did he also buy booze there?
Yes.
Okay.
I won't lie. Yes, once in a while.
All right.
As a matter of fact, he had another outlet, a distant cousin of mine with booze, and he used to send me down there to pick it up for him, because he knew nobody would bother me. The cops wouldn't be suspicious.
Sure.
Yeah, I was a courier.